Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as a mission and a calling, or I don't think I'd be here. Mondays on Tuesdays are nightmares. I don't know if anybody knows that or not, but they can be nightmares. Websites not working, emails not working, and things are just not going well. But we're going to go to the Lord in prayer real quick. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise Thee. We praise Thee, O God, for Your love and for Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You for Your forgiveness and for Your patience with us. We could use a little of that today ourselves, Father. We are Your children. Father, protect our leaders. I ask that You will put Your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump and his team as they lead this country, Father, through a pandemic, but not only that, this economic crisis we are in as well because of things as they are. Protect him from the evil that is surrounding him, Father. Protect the children, the weak and the elderly. We have heard so much about that lately with the pandemic and other things, and we're going to talk about some of that today, Father. Father, I ask You to guide us. Guide us in our lives and in our businesses, Father, that we might be Your beacon of truth. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me, O God. Use CSC Talk Radio to be that beacon of truth. I ask that You will bless it with revenue that we can grow, and in that way we will also bless those who support us. Father, there are so many things going on in this world, and I know You are in charge. And for such a time as this, we pray. Amen. You know, people are greedy. They're greedy for power. And they'll do anything. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll even prostitute their children. I've mentioned before that it grieves me that these people who are marching forward with a false agenda, a lie to the public, will rob children of their lives, allowing them to have no hope for a future, all for the sake of global governance, they want to tell us. It's climate change, that's the hysteria that they use. Humans are evil, they exhale CO2, and that's just simply not the way it is it? You know, I know I'm exaggerating a little bit as far as the exhaling CO2, but do you remember the biblical story where the men were using a young girl as a fortune teller for profit? They kept her. She was a slave. And they used her. That was in Acts 16, if you want to read about it. Remember when Jesus said, "Suffer the children unto me." Do you also remember, if anyone causes one of these little ones to stumble, those who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for them to have a huge millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. That's out of Matthew. It's abhorrent what the climate change worshipers are doing to our children, even to their own children. They are children. They have no experience. They have no expertise. They have no knowledge. They have no science. They are children being put in the forefront for the sake of global governance by those who seek power and wealth. And it's just that simple. They weren't aborted as babies, but they have been robbed of life and of liberty and of the pursuit of happiness that children should have. They've been enslaved for the sake of not the climate, but the earth, or the earth, but for the greedy adults, for the want of power. We have with us today, and the reason I went that direction is because he has recently written an article, and we're going to discuss that today on how they use the children, and not only that, how they will they will twist the words around here and there just to suit their agenda. We have Daniel Turner of Power of the Future with us today. Daniel, I hope you had a great long weekend. I always dread the Tuesdays that are Mondays, but I hope you had a good weekend. We did. We had a good weekend. We didn't do anything really in particular, but...
I'm glad you had a good weekend. I feel like this Memorial Day weekend was about 83 days long. And so now maybe we can get back to normal. But I doubt it. I think it's still Memorial Day weekend.
You know, Missouri made the news, the Lake of the Ozarks, because it opened up the summer down there. And, you know, people weren't social distancing in their parties at Party Coves. They made
that.
The news, and they're all in trouble for not social distancing. But
that was national news, and you know what? Good for them, because life, we've said this so many times, life has risks, and if you want to incur those risks, then you have to be given that permission. And if you say, but your risk could potentially jeopardize me, absolutely, because the risk of me building a house next to yours could jeopardize yours if a hurricane or a tornado would ever blow off the roof and it landed in your house. And so there's always the what ifs, but we have to get on with our lives. So it was great to see everyone there at Lake Ozark enjoying that beautiful weather and a beautiful weekend.
We did have a beautiful weekend. It was predicted to be rain all weekend. We did have some storms come through. They're kind of like those little summer pop-up showers that they came in with the thunder and all that, and then the sun would come back out. And, of course, the humidity went up. But it was a good weekend all in all. We did yard work. We didn't really celebrate too much. We did yard work, but that's all right, too. Need to do that from time to time. But yes, your article, I want to talk about that. Greta Thunberg is being exploited, and we know that. We know she is. We know other children are. And I want you to talk about why you wrote this article. And you know, it grieves me. It really does grieve me that these children are being abused and taken for granted. Not taken for granted, but actually being prostituted out for the sake of the climate change people.
They really are. And thanks for the opportunity to talk about it. It's part of a much larger agenda with the left, which we have seen for generations. Their ideas, their policies are unpalatable. They're for the most part, contrary to human nature. They are sometimes blatantly un-American. They're anti-free. So they can never come out and say what their true agenda is. They have to usually hide it some way. Case in point that we're seeing with all this coronavirus stimulus package, if Nancy Pelosi really loved vote by mail, if she thought on its own it was a brilliant idea, how come in 30 years in Congress she's never introduced it before as legislation? But no, she's trying to sneak it in now because she knows it's not a good idea, so she needs cover. Well, the climate agenda is very similar. They need cover, and so sometimes they use the crisis. Nancy Pelosi's legislation also had billions of dollars for green energy stimulus, et cetera, green energy jobs. But another cover they use is children, and that's what they have done with poor Greta Thunberg and the millions of children even in this country who they abuse and exploit to push an agenda, because they know people like you and me and talking heads on TV programs, they know we have one arm tied behind our back. It's hard for me to come out and blast a 16-year-old girl. I can't. I can blast her policies, but what they're going to do to me is say, how dare you attack a 16-year-old girl? And that's why she's a perfect shield for this agenda. But someone has to do it, and that's why we're here.
Oh, we got to do it. And it's not her we're going to go after. We're going to go after the adults that are pushing it and driving it. What age was she when this all got started? Because she was young. Was she 8 or 10?
She was around 12 when she began this. And so she's been doing this about 4 or 5 years.
Just think what all she's missed in 4 or 5 years of her life as a young teenager. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's abuse. It is child abuse. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. Visit his website, powerofthefuture.com. That's powerofthefuture.com. He's fighting for us. I'm telling you what, folks. The fight's getting real, and we need to get on it. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Daniel, we've been following some of the agendas of the left for decades, like you said, for decades. They switch the language around, and they'll do this and they'll do that. But this climate change issue, it also has an agenda, and everyone knows that. Most everyone. There's people that have bought into this, and that's why I have you on so frequently and CO2 Coalition on frequently, because you guys are getting the truth. They're the scientists out there getting the truth out, and you're out there pushing for the rural America. But the using of the children is just despicable. You know, they may call us deplorables, but they are despicable. Anybody that would use a child for profit, which is exactly what they're doing, whether the profit's money in your pocket or power. And that's exactly what they're doing with these children. And I'm going to let you go back and talk about your article. I thought it was very interesting when you were talking about the lawsuits. But go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, so Greta and 15 of her friends, all from different countries, have filed a lawsuit at the United Nations. There was a treaty that was signed in 1989, and it was called the Treaty of the Convention of the Rights of the Child, and it allows for children to sue other countries if they feel like those countries are exploiting their rights as children. The United States did not sign on to this treaty. Now, I didn't go back and look at articles from 1989. George H.W. Bush was president. I am sure I can find liberal authors who blasted the president for not signing on to this noble and auspicious UN convention. But I'm sure he realized, or his advisors realized, exactly what we know about the UN. They will use this to push a leftist agenda, and sure enough, they are. So under this convention, 16 children have sued a number of nations because they feel like their rights are not being exploited. The youngest child is 8 years old. Now, I don't know about the listeners here who have children or grandchildren. I know, Beth Ann, you have several of both.
I do.
When your sons were eight, how many friends did they have in international communities who were filing lawsuits at the United Nations? Or were they learning how to do long division or spelling? Right? So where does an eight-year-old from South America network with a girl from Sweden to file a lawsuit in the United States against the country of France? They don't. Adults do that, and adults use children to push their agenda. I don't often compliment H.W. Bush. I didn't think he was a wonderful president, but I will say this. Smart move to keep America out of the stupidity of those international agreements.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it reminded me of an old Beatles song, Hands Across the Water. I think it was called Uncle Albert or something. I can't remember what the song was. But, yeah, my children didn't have any international friends as far as that went. They might have had a foreign exchange student once in a while that they shook hands with, played ball with or something, but they didn't have international friends that they were writing back and forth to and hiring lawyers because they were abused. And I think my children might have thought they were abused once in a while when they didn't get their way. But, yeah, an 8-year-old or even a 16-year-old, they have, you know, we've often, I used to have a gentleman that I went to church with, he's gone now, that he used to say that of the kids graduating from high school, he said they're having to make all these life decisions and they have absolutely no experience to pull from.
No.
So here we have these children that are suing, you know, as if they, and you mentioned that they've had Greta on panels and interviewed her as an expert on climate change. She's not an expert on anything.
No.
She can't be.
No, and expertise comes from multiple sources. It can come from experience. It can come from education. It can come from training. But to be called an expert, I mean, there's really no fixed rule. There's no degree you get. But it's generally understood who is an expert in their field. And a 16-year-old is not an expert at anything, probably not even being an expert at being a 16-year-old. Because when we talk about children, we don't always ask them as much as we ask child psychologists, child development professionals who have studied an array of 16-year-olds. And so at 16, it's hard for this person to have really any expertise. Now, look, you may have a child who has a great amount of passion for anything, farming, woodworking, but you still watch them, right? Your 8-year-old kid loves to build things. You don't give them the circular saw and say, okay, son, go at it. Maybe you teach him, maybe you guide him, maybe you show him how to use it, but you don't just give them free reins to these tools because they are children. And so for this poor 16-year-old girl in Sweden who was decrying her lost childhood, who has robbed her of it? Fossil fuel industry, world leaders, or these adults who have absolutely terrorized her and scared her into thinking her life is about to end? I would say the adults are the ones who are culpable of stealing her childhood.
They manipulate. I mean, that's what somebody that's into human trafficking, they manipulate these children. They know exactly how to draw them in. And this is no different, only it's her own parents doing it. They know exactly how to use the children, and they manipulate them. I mean, they can make Greta believe anything they want. I mean, you could take an 8-year-old and convince them of almost anything. Why? Because they're a child.
And that's why I call in the article, I call Greta ignorant, and that's not an insult. And the literal definition from the Greek, it means without knowledge. Right? And she is without knowledge. Knowledge requires time to acquire it. Right? It requires time. And then to apply it, to give it a life experience, requires the very thing she doesn't have, which is time. And so you can't use a child to push an adult agenda. So the real question lies as to why are they using children? Because what is so ugly about what they are trying to accomplish? What is so wrong, so either anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-whatever, what is so ugly about their agenda that, like Nancy Pelosi, they don't just come out and say it. They don't just come out and address it. They don't just propose legislation. They try to sneak it into something else. The quote Rahm Emanuel said, Barack Obama's former chief of staff, which we use the first part often, never let a crisis go to waste. But he continues, and he says, because in that moment, you can accomplish things that otherwise you couldn't accomplish. More or less. I could be getting it wrong. I'm trying to remember it. But that's the really important part of that quote. This is the time that you can get stuff done that you otherwise couldn't get done. And that's exploitative, and that's wrong. And in a democracy, that should be really, really frowned upon and kind of scary for a free people.
Doesn't she have, speaking of Greta, doesn't she have a disability of some kind, autism or Asperger's or something in that realm?
I believe she does. I'm not positive. I've heard stories of that. I've heard, you know, people who have asked that question really get blasted again on social media that
uh-oh,
now you're mocking her or exactly. And again, I'm not mocking her as an individual, and calling her an ignorant child is not an insult. It's truthful. Because at 16, we are all ignorant. And so it raises this question as why adults need to hide behind kids to get really bad things done or to accomplish really bad ideas. And we see this a lot on the left. We saw this with that young kid from Florida who was in the school shooting, David Hogg, who led this huge protest about repealing the Second Amendment in Washington, D.C. Tragedy what happened in Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School. No one would deny it was a tragedy, but it was being used as an excuse to accomplish something that the left could not otherwise do. And you know what's a wonderful example of that, which we have talked about a lot on your show and your listeners are experiencing? Look at what some of the Democrat governors and mayors are doing right now. They are accomplishing things they've wanted to do. Shut down churches. Stop gun sales. Right, they are doing things that they otherwise could not do because they are abusing this crisis, and it's the same abuse that poor Greta has experienced for most of her childhood.
Well, my point with a disability such as any of those two that I mentioned is that I know people with that, and they are more apt to become obsessed with something, and all you have to do is turn them in that direction, and so they have definitely, whether she's subject to this or not, they have definitely taken Greta's life and many other children. We've watched them do it, and they've just, it's abuse. They've used these children no different than those men in the biblical days that had the slave girl that they used as a fortune teller for profit. It's no different. There's no climate to rescue on this globe, but there is freedom and liberty to rescue. We're headed into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines if you want to give us a call. Stay on topic at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Jen London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you want to give us a shout out here just in this segment, is 877-895-5410. I gave the office number. That won't do anybody any good. 877-895-5410. Your article was very informative, but it was, you know, you don't ever hear anybody else coming from this direction on the children. And how they're being used and abused. And, you know, I really appreciate how you went on that.
Well, thank you. And again, it's a hard thing to do because I don't want to make fun of children. I don't want to have to call out children. And even,
I didn't read it that way.
No,
well,
thank you. And I tried very hard to not make it that way. And I'm not a parent, so I don't have the luxury of the experience of saying this, but even when you do correct a child, you never want to do it in such a way that you embarrass them or ridicule them, but sometimes you have to forcefully correct a child. I'm sure as a grandparent and as a parent yourself, you know that experience.
Yes.
But you are trying to teach them that they do not know everything, and that's part of the challenge of dealing, especially with teenagers.
At 2 years old, a child will try to take charge. It's why they call it the terrible twos. They don't see anybody else's authority. It's only what they want. I mean, that is our sin nature. That is only what they want. It's all that they see. But Greta and children like Greta, they've been pushed into this by adults. And that's what I was reading in here more than anything. They didn't get together and decide to hire lawyers and sue these other countries. And then I thought it was interesting. We do have a caller. I want to go really, really quick to Neil, if you can just forgive me for just a second. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, are you there? Oh, disregard. We have Hello? Joe from Arkansas, I guess.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Is this, yes. Hello? Is this Joe? Neil.
No, this
okay.
is Neil.
Well, this is a Monday on a Tuesday, so what's on your mind? Real quick, Neil, because we're running out of time.
Okay. You notice who's behind this climate change agenda? Bill Gates, George Soros, those people?
Yes. Yes.
What's really the bottom line? What's their real agenda? Their agenda is genocide, and this is their excuse. Oh, we got to save the planet. That means we got to get rid of the people. And so mm-hmm. this is how they justify what they're doing.
I agree. That. I know they're always preaching population control. Yeah.
Sure. Exactly what they're after. This is how they get the population to go along with this.
Right.
Neil raises a wonderful point, and if you ever get the chance or have an hour and a half to kill, and it is an hour and a half, to watch the new Michael Moore documentary about green technology and how it's a failure, how it's not going to work, how it's kind of a big scam. Very shocking that Michael Moore would make this documentary. It's called Planet of the Humans. It's free on YouTube to watch. But one of the things that he does talk about is all of these leading experts talk about the need to reduce the population. And it's always interesting, the folks who talk about population control and eugenics and determining who does and does not have the right to populate, they're never in that group. They're fine.
No,
their culture is fine. Their family is good. But other people are the ones, other countries. It's usually Africa, and I hate to say it that bluntly, but it's usually the third world where we talk about population control. And so, yes, that is a huge part of this movement, is limiting who gets to reproduce. And I'm just wondering where the press is to, as a follow-up question, to say – Bernie Sanders was asked this in the debate. Should we reduce the population for climate change? And how would we go about doing that? But they never asked that follow-up question.
That's one reason they push abortion. That's one reason they push abortion so strongly as well. You know, you don't have to eliminate them after they're born if you've eliminated them before they're born. And when they're talking about being overpopulated and they want to reduce that, I go, you go first. You know, you take the first turn. I might follow. More than likely not, though. Is Neil still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you chime in real quick, and then we're going to move on. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, these people are definitely out to reduce the population. And if you notice, you mentioned Africa. Well, yeah, they had 30 million people starving in Africa before this virus hit. Now it's over 150 million people starving. Because of the breakdown in the transport of the food.
Well, and that's where Bernie Sanders wanted us to start paying for abortions over there, too. So, it's definitely, absolutely. It's not about climate change. It never has been and it never will be. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate the call. Speaking of the countries, Daniel, I noticed they never pick on China in any of these. Those children, none of them are suing China, and they're the biggest abusers of dirty air.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part about their lawsuit is, if you look at the world's emitters of CO2, if the goal is to reduce emissions, if the goal is to get countries to comply with the Paris Climate Accord, et cetera, then we have to go after the biggest emitters of pollution. And pollution in terms of CO2 is measured by metric gigatons. What is a metric gigaton? I have no idea. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know.
Can you explain that one to me?
No, but I'm sure Greta could, because at 16 she's well versed in physics. But China emits 9.3 metric gigatons per year of CO2 emissions. France who they are suing omits 0.3 metric gigatons. And so China literally produces 30 times more, but China is not in the lawsuit. Now, why? It's not a material decision. It's not based on the goal of the lawsuit. It's a political decision. For some reason, the people who crafted that lawsuit purposely left China off. That was a political determination. Did a 16-year-old child know this? Probably not. Did they know how much China emits? Probably not. Did they know the risk of going after China? Boy, oh boy, ask your wonderful senator from Missouri about going after China. They've threatened him and his family personally because he's threatening China, right? And so China is not in the lawsuit. And again, this is just fascinating that the children are not smart enough or not knowledgeable enough to make that decision, but the adults are. And again, they are hiding behind children. This is going to be harsh, but we're just going to go ahead and say it, Beth Ann, and it reminds me of Hamas when they shoot their missiles at Israel from the schoolyard of an elementary school, because they know that if Israel responds, they can say, look at all the dead children. And that's where they launch their missiles from. They don't launch their missiles from the battlefield. They launch them from the courtyard of the school. They hide behind children, and it's an evil, evil thing to do.
All right, we are getting phone calls in rapidly. We're going to go to John from Canada. John, how are you today?
Hello, this
John,
is
John.
Not John from Canada.
Okay,
who's on first?
Well, it's Monday on a Tuesday, I'm just telling you. Go ahead, Joe, what's on your mind, real quick?
Okay, one thing I think is worth pointing out when you're talking to anyone about climate change, especially children, is that people have been predicting the end of the world forever. You know, all my life, I'm 68 now, and in the 1950s, the world was going to end from nuclear war. That didn't happen, although they made a very convincing case for it. In the 1970s, somebody wrote a book called We Are the Earthquake Generation, made a very, very, very convincing case that the earthquakes were going to shake the world and most of the people were going to get killed. That didn't happen. In the 1980s, I studied a scientist named John Hammaker that made a very convincing case that we were going to have an ice age by 1995, and I did a lot of work to promote his work because I thought it was very good. And again, it didn't happen. Then in the 1990s, again, it was Earth change that were going to be very imminent. You know, we were just about to go through earth changes that were going to kill most of the people.
Joe, we're heading into
the world.
Bring it up real quick. We're heading into a break.
Yeah.
Bring it up real quick. In other words, it just never happened.
So the point is that there's always local disasters and catastrophes and calamities here and there, but, you know, all the predictions of the end of the world have never come true, and I think that's worth pointing out to, especially to children that don't have too much historical context to remember from.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Joe. We are headed into break. We do have some phone calls. There is a John from Canada and a Tom from South Carolina. Hang on. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. That's CSE Talk Radio with Daniel and Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned, and I think we've got it straightened out now. We're going to go to two phone calls, and then we're going to close the lines so Daniel and I can finish out the show. So hang on, Daniel. We're going to go to John in Canada. John, how are you today?
Hello. I have a short comment. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes. Yes, sir.
Any physicist knows that the rings of Saturn are made of methane, and therefore there are no fossils up there. This bit about oil being fossils is all wrong. Oil is just here in the universe.
So I was just going to be a smart aleck and ask, does Saturn have a bunch of cows? So why that, yeah. The rings are methane.
They're all belching.
I think your guest will understand what I'm talking about. This fossil thing is all wrong.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye.
I appreciate the call. God bless you. Thank you. You want to comment on that, or you want to wait till we get the next caller?
just quickly, I know exactly what it, I mean. We call it fossil fuels. It is an incorrect phrase. The name sticks. I still call it fossil fuels. But absolutely, John, our wonderful northern neighbor, Canada, is also rich in oil and gas, and we love them. He makes a great point. They aren't fossil fuels. And so it's wonderful humor from our Canadian friend.
I love them. I tell you what, I love them. They call every now and then. Why did you love them? We have Tom in South Carolina. Tom, how are you today?
I won't grow up.
Me neither. Amen, buddy.
Good for you.
I just have Peter Pan syndrome, but then I got drafted. That fixed that. So, experience is a wonderful thing. Exploitation can really do something for some people. It kind of depends, like, the glass half empty or half full. It's what you do with it. It's either the bars to your cage or it's a stepping stone to the future. And so you might be able to teach this. I think they used to teach it in school to some extent. You know, to make the best of what you've got and not just complain all the time. And young people used to have to work pretty hard. They worked for the family farm or family business. But now I think not just young people that don't want to grow up. An awful lot of people just won't grow up, won't grow up. Peter Pan syndrome.
Well, some days I feel that way, but then reality hits and the bills come in and I realize I got to grow up, pay the bills. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the humor and the common sense. God bless you. You know, Daniel, it's a crazy world we're in, and it really is sad that they're exploiting these children. And it is noticeable, it's very noticeable that China gets excluded from all the climate change chatter, including from those in Congress who keep pushing it. You never hear Nancy Pelosi say China has dirty air. But they showed us everybody in China walking around with masks on about the pandemic. But the truth is people in China walk around with masks on year-round because of the smog and the filth in the air.
It's an interesting analogy or an interesting fact that the freest countries are the cleanest countries. And the world's pollution does not come from the capitalist nations. And unfortunately, people like Greta like to believe that. They think that the big rich countries are the ones that are dirty. And that's a fallacy. The world's leading polluters are the least free countries, China, of course, being the biggest example. And that comes from air pollution as well as ocean pollution and plastic pollution. And so oftentimes you will see even newspapers when they report on climate issues and they show smog or they show rivers full of plastic. You have to kind of look at the little fine print and it says where that river actually is. And it's not America. And they show those smog-filled cities and it's usually not America. But they like to have us believe that we're the problem and we're not. Freedom is the solution.
It's not our plastic straws?
No.
Now, they were showing some. I'm just going to ask a question because I can sometimes be ignorant as well. But they did show us pictures of the gentleman, and I can't think of his name, that's going in there, and they're cleaning up some of these places where they have a lot of the pollution in the rivers and waters, and they were showing that in Texas. Now, was that not a Texas river, or are there some extremes where, you know, people can be pretty nasty sometimes.
Absolutely. And in indications or in situations where companies are at fault, they should be held accountable. And that
absolutely
is a good role of the government. And that is a good role of the courts. And, of course, we're not by any means perfect.
I wasn't suggesting that.
Yeah. When companies do pollute, they should be responsible and they should have to pay reparations to the people, et cetera. So, yes, we're, America definitely isn't by no means perfect, but this idea that we're the leading cause is just laughable. But, again, it's a political determination, not one based on science, not one based on anything of objective criteria. Your caller from Arkansas made a wonderful point about how we've been predicting the end of the world for a long, long time. And he may have left one name off, Paul Ehrlich, who wrote the book The Population Bomb in the early 70s, about how the population of the world was unsustainable and we needed to start forcing sterilizations and stopping reproduction because we were going to die. He said that England would not be around by the year 2000 because of overpopulation and climate change. Paul Ehrlich is still alive. He's 87 years old. He's still a noted philosopher. I've never seen anyone ask him, when you made that prediction 60 years ago that England would not be around by the year 2000, do you take it back? Right? What changed? What did you not foresee that changed all of your modeling? No one asks him that question.
That's like some of these journalists and news outlets that are getting awards for their coverage of something, and now we found out their coverage was exactly fake news. They were all lies. Everything was false. But they're not giving those awards back. Nobody's coming back and saying, well, you dirty so-and-so. Look what you did. Look how you deceived the people. No, they didn't. And
yeah,
I guess he won't either, you know. And Al Gore, you know, how many times has he predicted the end? And none of those predictions, not a one of the climate change predictions have ever, ever come true.
No, and I understand that data is constantly accumulating and data forces us to change our model. Look at the CDC guidelines. Now they're telling us that we don't have to wipe down all the surfaces because you really can't get coronavirus from contact. Well, we didn't know that. So we changed our approach and we changed our modeling. But when it comes to the climate issue, when it comes to Al Gore or Paul Ehrlich, they never have to go back and explain why their models change. So Al Gore, who predicted, dead oceans by the year 2010, how come he's never asked to retract his statements? Jimmy Carter, who's still alive, he predicted peak oil by the year 2000. The world would be out of oil. We have more oil now than we know what to do with. We keep finding oil.
Where was that science come from? Where did that... Well, part of that was just made up. And that people don't know any different. You know why? Because none of us are scientists. But people like you that follow this, and people who are scientists that aren't getting paid for by the government, they know. They know this is a lie. And, it's the biggest hoax ever perpetrated among the people here in the United States and across the globe. And they're trying to make it global for global governance. We are out of time. Daniel, it's the fastest hour of the day, even when it's Monday on a Tuesday. Thank you so much for being a part of us and for sponsoring this show.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
God bless.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free." Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.